G'day there, podcaster.
Yeah, here's a little sneaky bonus bit. This is a story that, Ben, you said you wanted to tell us on the show, but it was too rude. Is it too graphic or is it just
Yeah, it's probably just too graphic for the radio.
Right, because there was like a cleaner story that you told us about childbirth.
Which was already a bit graphic.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm curious, Ben.
So this was a story that my wife Sam told me because obviously she's giving birth, so she's reading tons of childbirth stories online, which I don't love. Which I don't love that she does that because I think she's like psyching herself out because she's reading all the horror stories.
Oh, totally.
People say "Oh, yeah, my baby like grabbed my heart" and stuff. Like people like say like crazy stuff like that.
Don't do that. Yeah. Get off it. Yeah. Get off it.
But she told me a story that I found hilarious, and I was like, she told it though. Like she was serious, and I started laughing. I was like, that didn't happen. And she said, no, that's what someone said. And I said, no, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, right.
So it's a story told from the husband's perspective.
Like on Reddit or something.
Yeah, on Reddit, I reckon. It seems like a Reddit story.
Yeah, right.
So she said that a husband told a story about his wife was giving childbirth, and as the baby was crowning, they were like, it's crowning, come have a look. So the husband came around to have a peek at the baby crowning, and he said at that exact time, the wife, a little bit of poo shot out and hit him in the eye.
You know what? I don't think that's ridiculous.
I suppose you are pushing. You're pushing pretty hard,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, because you traditionally women do.
They do. No, I'm not saying.
It's true.
They do poo. They do.
But the velocity of...
The velocity of the nugget to
true.
Fly at him
like
in
normally,
the eye.
Normally, when you think about it, this is true.
There's a lot of things being squished in different directions.
Yeah, I know, but if you... poo sitting down, like it's obviously gravity is dropping. But like if you were to poo lying down,
how hard she's pushing.
Yeah, imagine but I don't think I could put. If I was lying, we can test this as well. We can get some Vox Pop mics.
Yeah.
If I was lying down with my knees around my ears,
if I was like pushing on your gut as well,
I don't think I could fire one
pushing
out.
Pushing on your gut, you think that's the equivalent of having a baby?
I don't think a nerve bullet would hit the wall.
Imagine being the husband going, "Geez, bloody crown, let's have a look at that." Oh,
got me
in the bloody eye.
Man down.
You shouldn't be angry about it. You couldn't be like, "Oh, you bloody turning in my eye." You have to be like, "Oh, thanks, honey." Like,
Ben, you get ready for that. You're gonna have to. You know what? You might actually cement this theory in 2 months.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I worked in a dairy farm for a long time. There's nothing I haven't seen. I'm not. Yeah. And Sam's like, "Oh, you know, it's like pretty crazy." I'm like, "Yeah, I don't." I'm that because I know my brother-in-law Greg. He fainted. He's one of those fainters.
Yeah, right.
That will not happen to me. I will not faint. There's nothing I won't see that won't. That
so there's a little bit of a difference between like it being your wife and then a cow on the farm.
I don't think so.
Exactly.
I think it's exactly the same. And I think I'll be totally.
No, but
fine.
I mean, like if you see some horrible stuff with a cow, there's definitely a bit more of a detachment.
Yeah, I get that. I think I'll be totally fine. But I just don't believe a story that a turd flew out and hit him in the eye.
I believe it.
I kind of wish you did tell that one on the radio. Just going 13, 24, 10. You reckon poos can shoot out like
what got in your eye?